And we start with a really awkward moment from the Norm and D show. And yes, the e-brake all-time champion Norm is up for yet another award. Now, Jared doesn't think that he was listening to the show really closely. I think he was. I just don't think he understood what Donnie was trying to tell him. And then he ventured into really uncomfortable waters, and this is right up there with the most uncomfortable moment yet between Norm and Donnie.
I remember one time walking to the barbershop close to my grandmother's house. I was staying there for the summer, needed a haircut. Walked in a barbershop, and you know how the bell's on the door when you open it up and everyone looks at the door? It was almost like a record scratch or forks hitting the plate. And the guy looked me right in my face and said, "We don't have anyone here that can cut your hair."
Really?
Yeah. And I just turn around and walk out.
Why?
Guess not a lot of practice on the curly locks that I have.
Really?
Too big?
Seriously?
Okay. Can I?
They have to charge me double.
I don't want this to go racist, but
too late.
Okay. Was this a white barber or a black barber you were talking
to? What do you think?
Well, I mean, there are white barbers.
I know. What? That's
a lot of
who
them.
It was.
Okay. That's why he said there was no one there that could cut your hair.
What's happening here?
I'm just trying to,
that is what,
trying to nail down the facts here.
Is this the one?
The guy looked at your hair and said, "Nobody in here has experience cutting your type of hair," basically?
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's the...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
That was that.
Okay, next.
That's what was.
So, Jerry, you're there for those moments. How uncomfortable are you when
so
that happens?
Great.
Me and Donnie and Mike and Julie are just looking at each other like, "Oh my God, is he going there? This is he losing it?" It's watching
so
a magic trick unfold in front of you.
It's getting worse and worse, especially your type of hair. Mm.
Now, I don't want this to sound racist. Too
no,
late.
I don't want to go racist, I think is what he said.
Yeah, we need to pull that. I don't want to go racist.
I don't want this to go racist.
Norm. Norm, Norm, Norm. Back up again as candidate number one. Candidate number two from Bad Radio. It's Dan McDowell.
Get the hell out.
He had a problem with bubble voice here. Listen to what happens to his voice.
And USC coming off a loss, right?
They were very bad at Stanford, but Texas has given points to a program like USC. Feels like a sucker line to me.
I thought you said USC has a 14.
Oh, my, Scott Baio.
That was so Scott Baio.
Bubble voice.
Something was stuck between the back of my tongue and my throat.
That was glorious.
And I thought if I kept talking, it's like I sucked.
Nobody
into
would
a,
notice
a balloon.
You look like a little.
You know they have a 14-year-old quarterback.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
You always get so much support from your friends at the ticket when you have bubble voice.
Why is that so funny, bubble voice?
It just is. God, I love bubble voice.
You have the original Corby Scott Baio comment there handy.
No,
chair.
I've got this one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Did you like it? I think USC had a quarterback.
Did you like it?
Immediately go Munchkin voice.
I thought you said USC has a 14.
The best part there is he stops. He realizes it's happening.
Yeah,
he just stops.
He doesn't
cold.
Know what to do. Talk faster or just stop. We heard that light isolated one more time.
I thought you said USC has a 14.
Ran out of steam. All right, there's Dan, candidate number two. And candidate number three, I always have a tough time with this name. I think it's Joyce Durham from The Morning Show. I made a weird noise when we were talking the other day.
What's the charge? He was charged with sports intoxication. No, I don't have that information here. It doesn't. You all right?
Yeah, I think
what
so.
That's a weird
there?
Noise.
I think I'm okay.
Your throat made a weird noise.
I know. So, I may hear that again on Friday.
And apparently, the guy was driving the teenage girl too. I think. Whoa!
Oh man, okay. Easy right. There. Easy. You want to hear that noise isolated?
Oh, gross. That's some kind of subterranean frog.
That's a breakfast bar gurgle or something.
Something. Going well, the intestinal track. All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Dan, or me, at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on all your mighty you?
Yes, ma'am.
Jeez.
Hey, Mrs., I want to vote for Dan McDowell. Just, you know, go Red Raiders. Love you even more, Coco.
Okay, no, not that.
Coco, here for here. You, Natalie Maine. Oh,
you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Butts.
Good morning, men. Peter King here. Calling to let you know I'm out in your lobby right now and your tampon crack pipe vending machine is broken.
Get it fixed. Who you vote for?
Craig Rosengarten.
He's not up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Jeb, congrats on your bad radio picks. You're doing pretty awesome there.
Thank you very much.
Is Norm super pissed that you're doing so good, or is he coming to you for tips now?
No, he hadn't said a word.
Well, I'll vote for Norm.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
We're going to go with Dan. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
What voice was that?
Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, George, give me the ticket prognosticator for 500, please.
I think that's Norm. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins e-break?
Good morning, musers. I would like to vote for Norm, but a quick question. Might have he been watching The Shop on HBO? Because I've been getting caught up with that. And on one from about 3 weeks ago, there was a white dude that was doing LeBron's beard. May have been Hispanic, but he's either white or Hispanic. So could that be the case with Norm?
I don't know. We'll look into it. No, right, says Jim.
You
Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who wins the e-break?
Users, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me Norm. Mazel, mazel. Good things.
Let it.
Thank you, Stan.
It's a good movie character.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Will again, and I would like to vote for Normandy, and my parents have still not given me the Bird and Bee speech.
Oh, Will.
Stop
this weekend. This weekend needs to happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has done it again.
I remember one time walking to the barbershop close to my grandmother's house. I was staying there for the summer, needed a haircut. Walked in a barbershop, and you know how the bell's on the door when you open it up and everyone looks at the door? It was almost like a record scratch or forks hitting the plate. And the guy looked me right in my face and said, "We don't have anyone here that can cut your hair."
Really?
Yeah. And I just turn around and walk out.
Why?
Guess not a lot of practice on the curly locks that I have.
Really?
Too big?
Seriously?
Okay. Can I?
They had to charge me double.
I don't want this to go racist, but
too late.
Okay. Was this a white barber or a black barber you were talking
to? What do you think?
Well, I mean, there are white barbers.
I know. Well, that's
a lot
who
of them.
It was.
Okay. That's why he said there was no one there that could cut your hair.
What's happening here?
I'm just trying to
tell the story.
I'm trying to nail down the facts here.
Is this the one?
The guy looked at your hair and said, "Nobody in here has experience cutting your type of hair, basically?"
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's
okay.
That was it.
Okay, next.
next.
I love Jer and Mike in the background saying, "This is it.
This is the one.
This is the one.
It's finally happened." There's something very subtly racist about, there are white barbers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every comment, it just kept getting worse. How many is that for Norm now?
98th win for Norman Kavanaugh Hitzkus.
I don't want this to go racist, but I mean.
We are so close for Norm.